Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, April 8, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the killing of a Zimbabwean in South Africa.
South Africans allegedly killed Elvis Inyati in the country's political volatile dispute township in Johannesburg on Wednesday, according to Nomusa Chuma. Her late husband was manhandled by locals when he attempted to run away from a mob that was looking for illegal immigrants who were suspected to have committed several crimes in the neighborhood.
Ms. Chuma says Inyati was force-marched to his home by the mob, which was pressing him to confess that he was part of a gang that killed about 7 South Africans in the township a few days ago.
African National Congress youth leaders in Diep Kloof say all Zimbabweans should leave the place with immediate effect.
The South African government has condemned the killing, saying people should not take the law into their own hands.
Non-governmental organizations, the economic freedom fighters and others have condemned Nyati's killing.
Ngibonga mahlaba zulunjani lapha khona endawon zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngokubulawa kukaNyati. Nyati ke uElvis Nyati okade ehlala eDiep Kloof khona ngale ke kule South Africa. Ubanjwe ngabantu khona ngale akade bedinga labo ukuthi babulala ama-South Africans ayisikhombisa. Uthe sebanjwe khonapho ke bahamba la endlini. Bamthole impela ephumile endlini esiyabukela umabonakude komakhelwane. Wasesizwa-ke abantu bengane bagijigijima phandle kulabanye abadinga isithupha besithi bafuna ukubona izithupha zabanye abantu. So uthe sokwenzakala konke lokhu-ke uNyati wacabanga ukuthi acele phansi yagijima esibini abaleke lokubulala abantu. So-ke kusuka lapho-ke bamdonsa bahamba la endlini bafika bamtshaya khona ngale okunye okumangalisayo. Batshaya nomkakhe besithi akhuluma ukuthi umbhobho umfihle ngapha uNyati. Kodwa uNyati yena wathi hayi kala mbhobho ngoba usebenza emakhitshini, usebenza-ke khona ngale eJohannesburg area. So-ke kuthe sinjekunjalo sokumtshayele bamthatha-ke uNyati bahamba la egangeni endaweni nje eligceke. Bafika bamtshisa khonapho waze waphela umoya uNyati. Bemtshisa-ke bamtshisa ephila sibili waze wabhubha. So laba kuthiwa bekwenzile nje ngabantu abaku-neighborhood, bolaba abe-neighborhood watch committee labanye bakade besithi bakhangele zomthetho. Uthi bebona ukuthi akwenzakala amacala amaningi. Nxa sikhuluma nje khona manje umkakhe uNomsa Chuma uthi umzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umkakhe uphonga ukubulawa. Ngathi-ke umnyeni wakhe uNomsa Chuma uthi umnyeni wakhe uphonga ukubulawa nje mahlayana. Ebulawela into angaziyo ngoba ngumuntu ongaziyo lokuthi umbhobho ukhangele ngaphi. So-ke uthi khonokho-ke kumzwisa ubuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo. Kuze kube nakhona manje uthi kumzwisa usizi khonokho okwenzakalayo. Uthi-ke songani songani sokumsinda layo ukuthi ahlale kulelo ndawo singazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo khona ngale. Sibonile-ke abanye abantu iziphathamandla zikahulumende zihamba khona ngale Diep Kloof lapho-ke ezikhulume khona lezakhamizi bekhulumisana ukuthi pho kumele kwenziweni. So kukhanya kube lokuthukana okunye okumangalisayo khona ngale-ke sibonile uBenedict Nhlapo kube ngithi uThuso Khumalo osilungisele zendaba khona ngale sithi bekulokuxokozela okunye okunzima. Abakubandla le-African National Congress abatsha bathi amaZimbabwezi wonke kumele aphuma aphele kule South Africa ngoba bayawona kakhulu ukuthiwa babamba inkunzi beza konke ongakhanyi ukuthi kunjani. Xa sesihlangana njalo i-Economic Freedom Fighters kuna ngale ekhokhelwa ngumalema bathi lokho kwenzakalayo akulunganga, akumelanga abantu bethathe umthetho befake ezandleni. Sibone njalo-ke lo mkhulu wamapholisa uBhekicele sithi hayi bo lingabothatha umthetho lufake ezandleni zenu. So-ke khonapho-ke sikhuluma-ke umotseledi la uhambile khona ngale lapho kwenzakale khona wahlala phansi lezakhamizi ukuthi bakhulumisane. So sikhuluma nje mavela sikhula abantu abaningi abathi hhayi lokhu kunzima okwenzakaleyo njalo akumelanga kwenzakale ngoba kuyahlupha kakhulu. Kuhlupha nje akuhluphi nje abantu beZimbabwe kuphela kodwa kuhlupha umhlaba wonke ngoba ukubulala umuntu mahlayana asonto enhle, into embi kakhulu, into okungamelanga yenzakale. Ngoba ukutshona ukubulala abantu kukhanya kuyasinda sibili. So kunjalo-ke mavela sikhonokho-ke sikhuluma ngakho singangena khonapho-ke siphambili sibone ukuthi singenza njani.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro kunyangwe yedu vazhinji muzuva ranhasi remusi wechishanu kudai vari kuchema zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda kubva kusouth africa uko tiri kunzwa kuti pane zvizvarwa zvaimomo munyika yesouth africa zvakawanikwa izvo zvichiuraya vaelvis nyatsi apo pachiitiko chakawanikwa chichiitika icho kune imwe township iri mujohannesburg yedeep slut tinonzwa kuti pari zvino nhasi hurumende yemusouth africa yawanikwa ichitumira nhumwa dzayo kuti iende ichinotaura nevanhu vemunzvimbo iyoyi mudzimai wava Elvis Nyati tinoona kuti vakawanikwa vachitaura nestudio 7 vachiwanikwa vachitaura ivo kuti zvakafamba sei musi uyu pakazowanikwa murume wavo achiurayiwa vakati ivo murume wavo vaelvis nyati vakange vari kuwanikwa vachitiza panga paine mhomho yevanhu vanga vari kutsvaga vamwe vanhu vavanga vari kuti vari kuita nyaya yekuba zvinhu munzvimbo iyoyi yedeep slut asi vakati murume wavo akange ari kuda kutiza vanhu ava vakaabva awanikwa iye achibatwa abva awanikwa achirohwa zvakaipisisa ndiwo kuzowanikwa iye achipiswa saka muzuva ranhasi taona zvakare vanhu vemunzvimbo iyi vachiedza kutaura ivo nemakurukota anga atumwa kubva kuhurumende tikaonawo zvakare paine vamwe vanomirira bato reANC vanga vari pachiitiko ichi vachiwanikwa vachidya gaka kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe ngazvidzokere kumusha kwavo nekuti ndivo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita mhosva dzakawanda munzvimbo iyoyi saka ndozvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo uyezve tinoona kuti masangano akazvimirira anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kushora zvikuru zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda kubva musouth africa vachiti ivo upenyu hwevanhu hunofanira kuremekedzwa kunyangwe vanhu vari kunze kwenyika saka aiwa ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichida kunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu kuti zvii zvingaitwa kuti nyaya yakadai tisaione ichienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo imomo musouth africa regai timbonzwa kubva kune mudzimai wavaelvis nyati vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvakaitika apo takazoona murume wavo achirohwa zvakaipisisa uyezve achizopiswa nemoto gibs
ye unjalo ke sizama kuti sikurumbise ke ividhiyo kamama unomsa nyati ekhuluma khonoku ukwehlele umngakhe sike sibone ukuthi singayipisa yini khonapho ye
bathema bephuma vele sebebavimbezela abanye abaphandle kulabanye vele ababalandelayo emuva angazi khwapha ukuthi phandle bafike babachaya ngani bafike babachaya ngemvubu zezade bezithwele langamatshe angazi khonapho ngokuthe sebuya lana sebuya senjani selimele engasakhonda ukuthi akhulume vele lana banithola mina ndihlezi kula umkhukhu lo next door lapha kumakade sibuka khona i-TV bafika bathi unomsa ngubani besebatshelile igama lami ukuthi lapho uhlala nobani bafika banithatha ngazanabo lapho vele lapha bese befikile bangena bafuza yonke indawo bakhipha yonke into bawisela phansi zonke izinto ngafika mina ngangena babethi kimi siphi isbham sendoda yakho naye lapha kunasbham ndoda yamayela sbham isisebenzela emakhitshini igadeni bathi lezi mpahla uzithenga ngani abatshethi impahla lezo zinikwa abelungu lam ezinye bengizinikwa ngumlungu ade ngimsebenza ngaphi emitrendi amabhotolani konke lokhu la enikwa ama-microvelo bendikwa abelungu ade basebenza bathi angeke zebe nempahla ezingaka kutsho ukuthi vele liselu lesibham mina hayi khululekani ngikhululekile lingadinga yonke indawo ngiyeke ngize mfihle ukuthi kule sibham lapha khululekani ndifuze futhi kasha ngizimele ngikhona apha ngabambanga lutho bathi wena ngomfihlayo indoda yakho manje ibibalekani nxa ikwazithathi lasibham ngathi hayi indoda yami ibibalekelani ukuthi ayinani ayinapasa ayina-ID sizwe sebetshaya laba abaphambili so wahle wathi ngcono sibaleke siyecatsha babuya naye lapha ngemva kokuthi mina besakhuluma lami baba bengitshaya ngemvubu le ade beyithweni bathi sithi khuluma ukuthi isibhamu singaphi ngathi hayi lapha kula sibham bathi uyafihla wena indoda yakho le sibham ngoba izinto lezayeke ezithenge ezilana ama-microwave wonke lawa la wathenga ngani hayi mina abatshe ukuthi vele lokhu kuphiwa abelungu thina into ezilapha zonke siziphiwa abelungu esibasebenzela baqeda lapho baphuma la ephandle bama la egethini ngale mina ngasala lapha labanye abantu ade begcwele phandle la akade behamba nabo kwangena bayithula ade ngikhuluma nabo bona babanitshaye ngemvuvu bathi sicela i-300 rand abe ngithi anginamali enjengaleyo ngoba mina vele angisebenzi okwamanje angisasebenzi indoda yami yesebenza igadeni so imali engange-300 anginayo lapha endlini mina ngine-50 rand nje esendlini yami babe bethi izise leyo 50 rand ngabe mbanikeza leyo 50 rand bayithatha ngemva kokuyithatha babentshela ukuthi hayi sesizabona ukuthi sizamenza njalo bhuti anti ulo le German ngabe ngithi nguye lo Rust but sesizobona ukuthi sizamenza mina bengicabanga ukuthi ngxenye ngibeni leya 50 rand izokuthi hayi asisambophi sizomjikisa kwahle kwaba yihamba kwakhe vele ngamgcina khona uba mncane wami uhambile epolice wamcheck ukuthaza ukuthi engabe bemsephi amapoyisa afika amtshela ukuthi umuntu onjalo usendayini nje bamchisi
So there you are, marvelous. She's actually narrating what happened, you know, on that particular day when her husband was manhandled by some of these people and, you know, beaten up and, you know, dragged out of the house and then set on fire. You know, they tossed him with gasoline. And then she says he was burnt to death when he was alive. So she's really distraught. And, you know, so there are so many people who are actually condemning this kind of action, marvelous.
Mudzimai wava Elvis Nyati vachitaura iwo mafambiro akaita zvino musuyo pakawanikwa ipo murume wavo achipiswa. Vataura iwo kuti vana ava vakauya vachida kunge vachitora murume wavo vakasvikobvunza kuti ko zvinhu zvinomba izvi makazviwana kupi. Hanzi kati aiwa murume wangu anoshanda akapiwa nemurungu wake kwaanoshandira kumidrand. Hanzi vakati zvinhu zvinenge mamicrowave, matv zvimwe zvakadai dai. Makazviwana kupi saka vakataura kuti vabva azvuzvurudzwa akuchiedza kuti atize ndopa akazowanikwa achirohwa zvakaipisisa nokupiswa ndobva arasikirwa neupenyu saka ndozvanga zviri kutaura mudzimai wemushakabvu
yeah marvelous going forward you know there is a meeting that was held today in Dipstrud you know there are so many people that went there including the minister of immigration services So there are some Zimbabweans who actually attended that meeting, and one of them was Bongani Mkwananz, who was actually ejected out of that meeting. So he had to be saved by Mosoledi, who actually talked to people who wanted to manhandle him too. So he was invited to go there as a member of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa and a member of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. So he was representing Zimbabwe there in terms of him being a Zimbabwean and a member of a community organization that looks into the affairs of Zimbabweans. So now, yesterday we saw Peggy Tele, the police minister, also talking about some of these things, and several other people were talking about the same kind of incident. Let's listen to some of these kind of people talking about this.
That communities, they work with the police, is constitutional, it's a constitutional obligation, and legislated, that will work with the communities. But that does not make communities the police officers. They still work as community, create the link up between the police and the community. We have legislated structures like CPF. There are other new structures that are coming, Neighborhood Watch and other structures that we'll work with. But we will not allow communities to take law in their hands. Or even to accompany, if they give us information, this if they point where to go, this. But police cannot be accompanied by individuals and be told by those individuals do this and don't do that. It can't happen. We are legislated. We are in the constitution. It's a job of the police. What to do? 205. It explains, and nobody else has that obligation except the police. Working with the communities, indeed. Even now, if you read the SONA, even if you read the report of the expert appointed by the president about July, they are emphasizing on the point of working with the communities. So that one is given. They are not doing anything about it. Even after we have told the police that this is going to be dangerous to the entire society, we can't having people running amok saying they are going to invade people's houses, they are going to search people without warrants or search or things like that. We can't be having a country like that. You know, my brother, once we lose control of rule of law, we don't have a country anymore. We are behaving like this because we are law-abiding citizens. We want the law to take care of everyone in South Africa. But once you are going to say, myself, I can just enter this house, I search, and I say, these people, they are selling drugs. we are now entering into a banana republic. And once we are there, there will be no return, because people are going to be killed.
It's painful, my brothers, very, very, very painful to see a black man killing another black man for not having a passport. It's very bad. We should respect life. The reason why other nations don't respect us as black people is because we don't respect each other. So this is terrible, my brother. This cannot be condoned. This can't be condoned. Crime, yes, will never protect criminals. But this is not acceptable at all. Ibuhlungu indaba yenzeka eDeep Sloot. Ibuhlungu kakhulu. Ngoba ukuthi isizathu yini akungeni indawo. Kodwa ukuthi kufa umuntu afe ngesihloko esinje, hayi kwamukelekanga neze. Into le yenza ukuthi ezinye izizwe zisibukele phansi njengabantu abamnyama. Ngoba kasihloniphi impilo yomunye umuntu. Lokho kwenzekelana siyakugxeka kakhulukazi. Akufanelanga kuphinde kwenzeke. Akufanelanga impela kuphinde kwenzeke. Kubi, kube kakhulu.
Indoda esishile ngumna wami umntakama mdala. Yena ngakonyathi mina ngokwencube ngokuzala uzala ekhesi eseula mina namphetheya ngale emajamhlophe. Indoda lo kuthiwa uphume abantu labo bengena next door bebuza amapasa. So wazama ukucatsha khona laba phakathi ejaradini bathe bengena bephula bamthola ecatshile bahle bathi isigebenga then bamtshaya kanjalo bethola izando lamathiwa mokrukba bamtshaya babuya la ebantwini lapho abantu bathi le amazi abantu banganti besaba ukuveza ukuthi bayamazi bahlala naye yabo and unkosikazi wakhe okhona bamtshayile naye ngola bamtshisile khona labamtshise ngamathaya bemtshisa laphana then amapholisa athiwa amthole esaphila then bamyekela wathi awazowaphila abelonke bezama ukususa amathaya lana bengakhuphi amapholisa bamyekela abelonke bebuza istatement but umuntu lwane phila bengamthinti.
My name is Armstrong Nombaba, staying here at the Deep Sloot Extension number 6. I feel strongly so that the people that must be held accountable are the three councillors. The council of Ward 95, the council of Ward 96, and the council of Ward 11, because they are the ones that convened the meeting to discuss the issues that are affecting the crime in Deep Sloot. But our surprise is on the following day of that meeting, we wake up with an incident that is going to all over the world. So I'm saying it cannot be good, because this thing, we lasted to see it before 1998, and we dealt with it as a people of Deep Sloot. So we're saying whoever that is going to convene the community and not control without the police or JMPD must be held responsible.
In Zimina, ACMO, CB, Kulu, Lapo Sequoia, Deep Sloot. Tina Slalele in the city, in Tizuaganyati, and in the names in Wayo, Yashaya, and Abanjo, by Bulala, by Shisafet. Namuhla Minister of Police, Ubhekiqele, Minister of Home Affairs, uMotsoaledi, bazile bazokhulumisana nomphakathi. Bazwe nje ukuthi inkinga yini kangaka, bakhalelane. Sizwe ukuthi umphakathi ukhalela ukuthi abakithi, and not just abakithi, foreigners in general, bangena ngomgunyathi eNingizimu Afrika, besebenza i-crime. Thina ke sizenje ngabaholi kwaMthwakazi uzolalela ukuthi abantu bakithi benzani, kodwa ke futhi singabasiza kanjani, sifacilitate kanjani ama-relations phakathi kwabantu baseSouth Africa nabantu bakithi. Yiko ke silana ke sizolalela, sizokhulumisana nabakhonayo kulalela, kodwa ke isimo nje mwe ngisisho asihlanga.
Zimbabweans are entering our houses. Zimbabweans are entering our shacks. I reside here. I know what I'm talking about. A Pakistanian currently, on Wednesday, they were locked inside their spaza shops. Pakistanians are not roaming around Deep Sloot. Do you understand? Zimbabweans are roaming around Deep Sloot as they please.
So you only want Zimbabweans to leave, just Zimbabwe?
Are you deaf? That is what they're saying, Chief. We want Zimbabweans to leave. That is what I'm saying. My name is Thabang Molefe. I'm the ANC Youth League WTT convener in Ward 113. I represent young people in this community. Okay. And it's the very same young people that are coming to us and saying, but why are you allowing these Zimbabweans Zimbabweans here to harass us. Why are you allowing these Zimbabweans to kill us? There's nothing more. They must leave.
You see what type of anger you have generated. This is for residents. It's a residents' meeting. And I'm not sure why the Communist Party of Zimbabwe could invite you.
SACP.
Yeah. You said the Communist Party of Zimbabwe.
I am from the Communist Party of Zimbabwe. I'm the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa.
Yeah.
Later, it's because there was a gap of Zimbabwe. And we are concerned. And when this was raised with other people, they invited us to this meeting. We were not told we were supposed to be another one.
Okay, fine. This is a community meeting of people who stay here. And they are very angry. You lost a Zimbabwean, as you say, which is very painful. But they also lost 7 people. And that's where they are angry. There are people who also died. So we need to solve them with full health in a way that is understandable. Because this is a meeting of the community. Can you relax, guys? Can you relax, guys?
Still, marvelous. That's the Minister of Immigration, Motsoaledi. No, he was trying to explain to Mr. Vuhan Mkhwanazi about what is going on, you know, in terms of people showing their anger, you know, when he attended that meeting in Diepsloot. So they were really, really agitated. They didn't want anyone from Zimbabwe to attend that meeting. So there was a lot of tension there.
Apo tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kumusangano wanga uri kuitwa iwo nhasi. Taona nhumwa dzehurumende yeSouth Africa vachiedza kutaura nevamwewo vanga vakamirira sangano risina kwarakarerekera rinoshandira rega, vachitaura ivo kuti dai manga musina kuuya pano pamusangano sezvo vanhu pari zvino vachiri vakatsamwa. Vakatsamwira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kunyika yeZimbabwe. Saka tazoona apo mukuru wesangano iroro vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa ivo vanga vauyawo kuti vazobata maoko sezvo chizvarwa chakawanikwa chichishaya chiri chekuZimbabwe. Asi taona hedu vari kuvachitaurana zvakanaka, asi kune vamwewo vanga vari munharaunda iyoyo ndivo vamwe vanga vari kuedza kuratidza kunge vane hasha. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune imwe yatingati mumiriri uve chidiki mubato reANC vachitaura ivo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munzvimbo iyi ngazvibve, nekuti vari kuti ivo panguva ino vechidiki vemubato ravo reANC ndo zvavari kuvaudza kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvisi kugarisana nevanhu zvakanaka munzvimbo iyoyi. Saka zvizhinji zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyi yeDiepsloot. Tiri kuona zvakare bato reEEF, tiri kuona vari kuposta mapicture pari zvino padandemutande vachitaura kuti ivowo zvakare vaenda kunobata maoko kumuri iyi yava Elvis Nyati. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino, asi tiri kuona kuti vari kutaura kuti izvi zvaitika muawa irori ratangobva kubva eGibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, Mr. Ngobani Shane Zondo. He's in South Africa. Zondo, siyabongela kukherwa.
Yebo, thank you very much, Cecilia Fuma. I've been following also on YouTube the Minister of Home Affairs and Peggy Kele talking to the South Africans. So my concern there is that they are stoking up the violence in the people. And as leaders, I think that they are sending a wrong message to the people, because at a time like this, we must be calming down our citizens, both the South Africans, the Zimbabweans, and all the other Africans. So I think that we should take leadership in condemning any type of violence, whether it is perpetrated by South Africans or Zimbabweans. And we should also desist from painting the picture that a certain people or group of people are bad because they just have rotten apples within themselves. So I refuse to say that South Africans are violent people. South Africans did not kill Mr. Elvis Nyati. It was criminals who did it. And I think that is what is the message we should be taking out there, so that we do not find ourselves in a situation that there is a civil unrest between South Africans and Zimbabweans. I feel like the sponsors of the young men Tlatlalax are intending at creating that kind of scenario. I do not know how it works for them politically or financially, but it seems that is where they want to take us. And we should resist those forces and hold back and say, no, we are not going to be violent. We are not going to retaliate. We are going to wear white. We are saying as leaders that we must wear t-shirts of white in solidarity with peace, to say us as Africans, South Africans and all Africans, we are peaceful, loving people. Let us not allow the people that want to divide us to have that power and authority over us. Thank you, sir.
Yes, hold on. Yes, I think we've got our reporter who is based in South Africa, Benedict Nhlapo, Kubengitike uThuso Khumalo. Uthuso Khumalo, uyangizwa ukuthi ungazange uqhumekile, angiboni kahle, ungazani umfanekiso wakho ikhanda lingani liqhumekile kancane. Kodwa uyangibona baba. Akutsho ke Thuso ukuthi usitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani khona ngapha. Nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Ya, isimo ngathi sishubile sibili kakhulu ma sikhangele obekusenzakala manje. Njengalamhlanje bekunomhlangano lapha ke abaphathi intambo ababili wamapolisa lapha uCele kanye lo mphathi intambo ezangaphakathi kwelizwe uMtswaledi bekhuluma nezakhamizi. Bekunomhlangano sibilokufuthelana okukhulu kakhulu izakhamizi zonto eziganunwako. Zisithi zona abantu bokuza azibafuni inhlobo kulelizwe ikakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe zithi izalwane zeZimbabwe lapha zibamba abesifazane iganyavu izwe esitshontshayo zingena entane eshiyene lapho zisenza ke okushiyene besithi hayi bafuna ukuthi ke baphume baphele kulindawo. Okwenzakalayo ke ukuthi ke okuvunyelwane kulomhlangano ukuthi izakhamiza lapha ziripote emaphoyiseni bonke abaselizweni ongekho emthethweni kwaze kwavunyelwana lokuthi ke ma uyisakhamizi ugcina umuntu ongekho emthethweni kufanele ukuthi ubone ukuthi lo muntu uyamreport emaphoyiseni kumba umgcine endaweni ohlala khona. So it's a very volatile situation as we speak right now. The police were patrolling besenza ama raids in different places. Today only I think they arrested close to 50 illegal immigrants, in most of them kungayizizalwane ke zeZimbabwe nezinye izalwane ezijene. Abakhala ngakho ke ukuthi ke kukhona lokho ubuganga obukhona obenziwa ezane zeZimbabwe. But surprisingly, in this meeting, it was more about ama South Africans than the deaths esibonile laphana kaMnumzana uNyathi. Very little was said, but it was about protecting citizens ukuze babe safe, kungabi nobugangi. Okwenza ukuthi most of the abezalwane zakwamanye amazwe esikhulume nabo after the meeting, they feel very unsafe because they feel ukuthi they are being victimized, they are going to be hunted out, they are going to be surrendered to the police by Omastanda and all those things. So it's a very volatile situation. Abahlalisekanga abakwamanye amazwe because bacabanga ukuthi ke all odds are against them now. Masikhangela okwenzakalayo phakathi kwelizwe.
Yes, marvelous. Now, Thuso lapho ungakhuluma la.
Thank you. We welcome you. Thank you so much for giving us the update. What was the mood like? Because we've been seeing this place, there's a lot of tension from what we're seeing on social media. But you were there. Can you take us through what you saw today?
It's a meeting that was full of tension, a very volatile meeting between two ministers of home affairs and police and the residents there. It was a meeting that was fully charged. Residents were demanding that foreign nationals leave the place, were demanding that foreign nationals are committing crime. They were very bitter, especially about Zimbabweans, accusing Zimbabweans of all sort of things that they are doing in the area. And what we saw, which showed that the meeting was very volatile and charged, in that meeting, a Zimbabwean national who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Bongani Mkhwananzi, managed to get into that meeting. And when he wanted to speak in the meeting, it erupted into chaos and they wanted to just to squeeze blood out of him. And it was in the intervention of the Home Affairs Minister Mtswaledi that they took Bongani out and he had to be sneaked out using a police van. This shows you how volatile the situation is. The community just did not want to see any Zimbabwean, any foreign nationals. They said they want to put their security first. They want to talk to their ministers, no foreign nationals to intervene. So this is the situation in Tetloot. And foreign nationals are very worried because as we speak, what was agreed in the meeting is that even those with houses who have tenants that are foreign nationals, they should check their documents and make sure they are legal in the country. If not, they will also be arrested for doing that. So it's a very charged situation down here.
So wena ngokubona kwakho Thuso, ubona ngazani ke kuyangapi konke lokho? Bazaxotshwa abantu kumbe kuyahlala kunjalo njalo lo Nomsa Juma ungapi khona manje? Xa sikhuluma ke ngakho kwamanje.
Ye, okwenzakala ngoNomsa Juma ukuthi ke ngikhulume nabe labe muli yakhe umfo wabo kaNyathi uthi yena bamsusile laphana eDeepsloot. Siyananzelela ukuthi laphana afika khona lapho kulayo lekhona unyati kuphakathi enzikini deep throat emkhukhwini babona ukuthi akaphephanga lapho ngoba labana abantu abulela inyati. This issue is now international and everyone is worried so babona ukuthi kuyenzakala ukuthi angabi safe kulayo ndawo, so bamthethe bamhlalisa komunye wesihlobo endaweni esafe lapha ke akhona okwamanje namalungiselelo lomngcwabo bathi bona bazohlangana ngesonto bazama ukuthi balungise ukuthi asiwe ekhaya ngoba imali zisahlupa. That's the first point. Kodwa ke ngokwesibili kukhanya isombululo esikhona esivunyelwane uma ubheka indlela uhulumeni azama ukusolva ngayo le ndawo iyakhona apho ekuthini abakwamanye amazwe bazothwala nzima kulelizwe ngoba nenkulumo ebezikhona there was very little ebokhulunywa ngesafety yabakwamanye amazwe kumbe ngokusombulula udaba lokubulawa kukanyathi kodwa bekhulunywa ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe bangela ubugebengu kufanele kwenziweni ukuthi kungabi lokugebengu kufanele basuswe kufanele kusala abaselizweni wonke emthethweni. So esikubonayo ukuthi ke vele bazothwala nzima because as we speak kudeployo amapolisa around 120 more at its loot nama van amapolisa about 16 vans umsebenzi wakho u patroller to bring peace but one of the things to hunt for criminals and illegal immigrants esikubonayo ukuthi ke kuzoba nzima isombululo esikhona kuzoba ukuthi bazothwala nzima abakwamanye amazwe abakulelizwe ikakhulu abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni yikho sikubona kuphela otherwise ukuvikeleka kwabo nokukhuseleka kwabo ezindlini sekukulutshwana ngoba abazalwana zakuleli zizonde kakhulu in the past week bathi kunabantu abayi 7 although amapolisa confirm kuphela abayi 4 ababuleleweyo abayizalwana zakule South Africa so bathi bona lokhu kwenziwa ngabakwamanye amazwe abasafuna inhlobo ukuzwa ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe basahlala kwena linda.
So we are seeing the opposition here, the economic freedom fighters, we are seeing even Musi Maimane and others. They are now turning into Operation Tutula, saying this thing may have stemmed from that, even if Operation Tutula does not have a role to play in this group. So tell us a bit about this.
That's very true. This issue of foreign nationals has turned South Africans against each other. You know, as we have stated that since the beginning of the year, we had this Operation Tutula coming out, going to companies, asking them to retrench foreigners and replace them with South Africans, going out onto the street markets, trying to take the selling of vegetables, taking over from the foreign nationals, saying they're taking job opportunities, they're taking life opportunities. And the whole thing now has resulted in this Operation Tutula being present in many countries. And besides, it has encouraged community members now also to stand up and start try to send out foreign nationals. So we have had people like the economic freedom fighters, especially their leader Julius Malema. He spoke very strongly when these chaoses started to happen and foreign nationals were being hunted, saying the government should do more to protect those that are coming from other countries. Saying these people are being sponsored, they do this because they want Africans to fight against each other. So we've heard EFF coming out strongly and they've been there today at the home of Unyati saying the government should make sure that the perpetrators are brought to book because there is suspicion, though not confirmed by any police or sources, there is suspicion that there was a meeting which was attended by councillors that belong to ANC, and 2 days or a day later this thing happened. So there are those accusations that are happening to say this thing could be in somehow fueled by some officials for whatever reason. We don't know, politically or election wise, we don't know. But also my man has come out strongly saying it is wrong for foreigners to be targeted in this country. It is wrong that the government is doing nothing except lip service, because one surprising thing that has been happening is that even those that are in Operation Tutula, in whatever they are doing, they will be accompanied by the police. Sometimes they do these things with the police. Of course, when they raided Nyati's place and killed him, we are not, we don't know if the police were there. There's no confirmation. So a lot of people have been saying it seems the government is taking a soft stance in terms of dealing with this group, because whatever they are doing is illegal. It's not in their right to walk into anyone's room or home to demand to see papers. That's beyond their scope. That's not what citizens should do. So they are saying they should have been stopped in the first place. This is Malema and others. They should have been stopped, but it's because they suspect that these people are working together with the ANC, they're working together with the government, that's why the government is letting them do all this. But all those are speculations that cannot be confirmed. But it has divided South Africans. South Africans are now divided, some supporting the stay of foreign nationals and some saying no, they should leave because they are taking jobs from South Africans.
Surprisingly, the ANC Youth League is saying Zimbabwe should leave, Deep Salute.
This is where the problem is, because you have got President Cyril Ramaphosa recently called Operation Dudula a vigilante group, meaning a group that is not sanctioned, that is doing illegal things by going around and hunting for foreign nationals. You have heard also ministers, Minister Pekitsele yesterday also saying citizens are not allowed to take the law into their own hands. And you'd expect ordinarily that anyone in the ANC supports the government, support what the government is doing. But on the ground today, we had a youth league, ANC Youth League, coming out of the meeting. He's one of the people who wanted to tear Bongani Mkhwanazi alive. He came out to say Zimbabweans must go. We don't want them here. We don't want to hear anything here. Even when media pressed him to say, but we've got Zimbabweans that are legal here. What are you saying? Say, we don't want anything to do with foreign nationals, especially Zimbabweans. They should go back to their countries. This is what will bring peace here. So you have got that antagonism that seemed to be happening within the ANC, even within officials themselves. There was an interview when some ministers will be asked to put their personal position, but they'll be reserved to say what they think about Operation Dudula, which gives you a sense that there could be some within the ruling party that are excited about this move because they think maybe it will create jobs. But of course, at government official level, of course, Cyril Ramaphosa and others who would always denounce this group to say that should not happen and no one should harass foreign nationals. If ever they are illegal in the country, the police and Home Affairs to take care of that situation, not citizens taking the law into their hands.
Marvelous, chip in there.
Runyararo kunzvimbo iyi yakaitika mirishonga iyi uye zvine varikutaura ivo kuti pari zvino kunyangwe hazvo pasati panyatsozikanwa kuti vanhu vakaita seDudula iya inowanikwa ichienda kunobvunza vanhu mapepa vanga varimo here muchiitiko ichi, asi zvanga zviri kutaurwa muzuva ranhasi panga vanga uchiona kuti panga pasina kugadzikana nekuti sekutaura kwaita mutori wenhau pane mumwe mumiriri weANC abva awanikwa achibuda musangano uyu uyezve achida kuwanikwa iye achinyomba chizvarwa cheZimbabwe changa chapindawo musangano uyu. Pakazopindira ipo nhumwa dzanga dzabva kuhurumende kuti vagadzirise nyaya iyoyi. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kunzwa zviri kuitika pari zvino. I have a question that so what is happening to the widow of the late Elvis Nyati at the moment? We see a lot of people seem to be going over. Are they, what kind of situation is she in right now?
Currently, she's in a very bad shape. What we know about her now is that the family has moved her from Deep Salute because the area where she is, it is in the midst of the people that murdered his husband. So they thought she's not safe there. They've moved her to a safe place to stay with a relative there. And, of course, the relatives have also moved there. You know, when there's a funeral, people have to gather. So she's staying there at the moment. And the family is saying they'll be meeting on Sunday to just discuss how they are going to take care of the moving of the remains of Nyati back to Zimbabwe. But what they've been, I think the problems that they've been facing is that Nyati was a gardener, somebody who does not earn much, and they are struggling to get funds to go across. When we spoke to the Consul General yesterday, she was saying they are also making efforts to intervene there and see what they can do to help the family. I'm not sure if that has happened, but currently that's the status. But she is very devastated. Remember, this is a young mother who had three children, and those are at school, and she's not working. She was not working at the time, and she's not working now. So everything is just heavy on her. And on top of that, the police have not arrested the perpetrator. This is what was also worrying in the meeting, that the police did not specify what exactly they are doing to hunt for these perpetrators, because according to one community member that we spoke with during the day, he suspects that these people are known and these people are connected, so it is easy for them to be arrested. But remember, these are people that are suspected. These are committee members who have been patrolling on that night. So somebody knows them. Who was this group? Who were in this patrol? But all that has not happened. So to the family, that also is not sitting well with them, that the father of the house has died, but no one is being arrested, and the police are not even reporting to them. I was asking them that, did the police come to your family to talk to you? They said only just to talk to us, but not any update on what is happening. And also, one thing that made them angry is that yesterday, Minister Begipele, the Minister of Police, came to Diepsloot, very near to where this home was, where the Nyati man was burnt to death, but he never went into the shack to talk to these people. So they are saying this is unlike Cele. Usually, when such things happen, Cele will go and enter and talk to the family and come out and talk to the media. But he never went there. Of course, when he was questioned by the media, Cele said he sent the commissioner there to talk to them and the station commander, so he thinks they represented him enough. But the family saying, but why them? Why is it because that they are foreign nationals that the minister did not find it to enter their home, because it was very near, less than 100 meters away from the home? So those are some of the things that's troubling the family for now, but they are preparing for the period.
Now, lastly, Tuso, what's going to happen to Zimbabweans in Diepsloot? Are they leaving?
Zimbabweans in Diepsloot are now under very much panic. Most of them that I spoke to, they are thinking of relocating to other places, because it is the truth that we have got a lot of undocumented Zimbabweans here. But now, with the meeting that happened, agreeing that even the landlords where they are renting, they should check and report them if they are illegal. So they are planning to relocate. And those who have no relatives in other parts of South Africa, of course, one thinking is that should they go back home, but they are saying we go back home to what, because they are not working. So it's a very difficult situation. And it's not only here in Diepsloot. This thing is happening right across the country. You have got these fears that any time they think they could be attacked. So it's a very, they're just between a rock and a hard place. They don't know what to do because going back home, they're not working. Staying here also is a problem.
Thank you very much. Just 10 seconds.
AbeZimbabwe batibona bayesaba kakhulu, abakwazi ukuthi bathini. Ukubuyela ekhaya kwenza ukuhlala lapha lakho sekuyingozi, ngoba kuthiwa anytime abangabonakala kufanele babotshiswe. Baphakathi kwetshele mbokodo, abazi ukuthi bathini kahle kahle. Basebunzimeni olukhulu kakhulu, besesaba ukuhlaselwa, besesaba ukutshwa ngamaphoyisa, bengazi ukuthi bathini.
Thuso, siyabonga kakhulu ungathini lokusasa. Lokho kade sikhuluma la ke Thuso Khumalo kunangale ke eJohannesburg. Sibonge kakhulu Jahel Dal, ungathini lokusasa. Bye bye. So that was Thuso Khumalo. Then we've got another guest here. That is Thandazani Moyo. Thandazani, so tell us a bit about what you think about this situation in South Africa, briefly.
Thank you very much, Dube, and greetings to your listeners out there. It is a very worrisome situation, actually, that is happening in Diepsloot. I actually went there today just to see things myself on what was going on when the youth were talking. I was actually around watching them and trying to understand exactly where they are coming from and trying to get their frustration. And I've come to a very critical analysis around this whole thing. And I can confirm to you that Zimbabweans are not safe, not only in Diepsloot, but across the South African country, considering that South Africans are frustrated and they believe that their joblessness is as the result of Zimbabweans being in South Africa, number one. And number two, they believe that the high crime rate that is escalating in South Africa is also the reason it's being caused by Zimbabweans, which is in some senses not true, considering that in these very same crimes, the South Africans are also involved in crime. They are working together with the Zimbabweans, Nigerians, and others. So there are always criminals from anywhere else. It's not about Zimbabweans. But this attack is now being specified to the people of Zimbabwe. And I think that it is the high time we begin to have a black consciousness, to be conscious as the people of Zimbabwe and begin to know that wherever we are not safe, and we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And I beg to the issue of my brother who has lost his life actually in Deep Sloot, which I would love to send my deepest condolences to his family and others. So it is very difficult for us to accept that the guy did not do anything. He just went to a neighboring country looking for greener pastures, but he's being killed. And I said, he's just in a crossfire. So I would love to say to say that I don't believe that all South Africans are violent, considering that no Zimbabweans here, and in fact, foreign nationals here in South Africa, they don't own houses, number one. They don't get RDPs. They are renting from South Africans, meaning that they are peace-loving South Africans. In fact, the majority of South Africans, they are peace-loving people. We live with them. We eat with them. We do a lot of things with them. But right now, there is a small group that is frustrated, especially at the young generation, considering that these people, they wake up early in the morning with the blessing of the empty stomach and joblessness existence due to the economic conditions that are getting difficult each and every day here in South Africa. So it is difficult for the foreigners and for the South Africans. So these South Africans, they don't understand the origin of the problems that they are suffering from. They don't understand the origin of the quagmire that they are facing as South Africans. So therefore, they think that foreigners are responsible.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So let's bring in another person here who has just joined us, and that is, I think, that's Vunda. Vunda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Marvelous. You can go ahead.
Kuti nasi anga ari kunzvimbo yeDeep Sloot uku akati iye zvari kuona nekunzwa ndezvekuti vechidiki ndoo vamwe vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirwadzikana nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yavo yeSouth Africa vanova zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa achiti ivo vazhinji vavo havasi kushanda saka vanenge vawana nguva yakawanda yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachizoita zvimwe zvinhu zvisiri pamutemo saka ndokutaura kwaanga ari kuita achiti iye ehe atingati isu vese vanhu zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa vanhu vakaipa asi vashoma vari kuita zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi nyanya vechidiki akataura iye kuti anyatsoenda munzvimbo iyi kuti anzwisise kuti kosei tiri kuona muine mhirizhonga asi ati iye mukomana wechidiki anga ari pano hanzi pari zvino semaonero ake zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa imomo zvakakwakawanda kwachona pari zvino zvinhu zvichange zvichaoma mune ramangwana nekuti ari kuona semaonero ake kuti pari zvino vanhu vane uturu hwakawanda vakanyanya kutarisa kumaZimbabwe nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge ndoo vari kuita nyaya yekuba nezvimwewo zvakaipa zviri kuitika munyika kunyange hazvo zvisiri zvemachokwadi Gibbs.
Yes, lobaba lapa ke uVunda. Vunda, siyavamukela kuhlelo kwako.
Yebo baba Dulu, yebo.
Ye, phosela ku CV.
Ukuqala ngizokhuluma ngomthetho wala South Africa. Umthetho wala South Africa wabadube uwiki kakhulu. Week. Singakhangela into eyenzeke izolo. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi i-crime scene kumele kunale tape le abayifaka amaphoyisa okuvalela abantu ukuthi abantu bengaphazamisi i-crime scene. But bekungekho lapho. Which means le nto abayithathi serious, number one. Number two, yebo bakhona abantu baseZimbabwe abawenzayo ubugebengu and siyabazi abanye bakhona because sihlala nabo emalokishini but iproblem emaphoyiseni abantu abenza ubugebengu abahlali ejele 2-3 months umuntu wakhona sekabuyile back emphakathini but ikho la abona khona iproblem la iqala khona ukuthi why umuntu uma yenza ubugebengu angaboshwa like lesey ubulela umuntu ugwetshiwe isigwebo sakho life in jail babulala abantu babuya bezohlala nomphakathi So I problem leyo nto zabantu. So angazi ukuthi ngase ngiqinga bani elingatholakala ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi umthetho usebenze strong ngendlela efanele. Number 3. Mina I have a permit which expired last year December, but they gave us 1 year grace period. Right. And then there was a time that happened that I was arrested in Joburg CPT. So when they arrest me, because I know that I have my papers, but I don't carry them. And then okay, they asked me to come from my health instead of come from Zimbabwe. Okay. Passport ID. I don't have passport, but it's at home. You know what they asked me? 2,000 rand. Mm-hmm. And then I tell him straight, no, forget about that. I'm not going to do that. If you arrest me, arrest me. But I have my papers. Then they saw this guy is serious, which means he knows this story. And then they let me go. Number 4. These days, the only crime that you see on TV, it's a crime that is done by Zimbabweans. But crime, it happens every day, every minute. Like today when I was coming to work, there was a truck that was being hijacked near Kempton Park. But that thing is not going to be on news because you can tell which that was South Africans that were doing that. There was a blue light of the police. So they were robbing that truck. It wasn't a traffic stop. It was a robbery. You could tell that this is a robbery. But that thing won't be reported on the news because it was done by South Africans.
So all what you're saying is that foreigners are being targeted for nothing at times? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, foreigners are targeted. Yes, they're targeted. They said their main cry is like, we are taking their jobs. Okay, fine, I'm working. And I'm working for a big company. Right. In this company, what happens? These so-called youth locals, they don't want to work, they are lazy. Very, very, very lazy. They don't want to work. I see that daily, each and every day. Someone just take a sick leave for 1 week, then it comes with no letter. What do you expect the company to do to you?
Yes, Simekonabo, Siabuya Utabololo, Singense Ubaba, Utembelish and Jovo, and Jovanganabo Uchuena, Utumbonokongablo.
Sanibonani Babu Dube, sawubona noSisi Mavela Sibaphiyane.
Yes, siyakwamukela ba.
Yebo ba. Indaba zibuhlungu Babu Dube sisibonayo. Zibuhlungu kanjalo sezidinga ukuthi abantu basiqoqe. Njalo sithi ukwehlisa ukukhuluma kakhulu ngoba singathi singabheka ukukhuluma angeke kuze kusize. Into esisiza ukuthi senze okufanele sikwenze. Ngizoqala ngokuthi into udaba lo mfowethu osishiyile Deep Sloot. Ngithe mangibheka noma ngamehlo enyama ngibona ukuthi okay kwenzekile sekashonile umfowethu akunanto esisazoyenza. Kodwa ngibe ngithi mina esuke ibe buhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uma iqala indaba ithi bekufuneka ipassport noma i-IT kwagcina sokudingakala imali angatholakali imali kwaphuma le ephumile u-50 rand. Kushuthi leyo 300 rand beyingakwazi ukuseva umphefumulo kalowa mfowethu. Ngikuye futhi ngithi mina ukungatholakali kwaleya mali yikho kwenza umfowethu ashone kwindaba yephepha. Le nto le bangela loko baba i-government yasekhaya ayizange yathatha inyathelo eri-right ukuthi ikwazi ukukhusela abantu bayo, yingakho kuso, yingakho nabantu bela. So manje ngibuyele emuva ngithi yilapho kudingeka khona ukuthi wonke amaphathi aphikisayo abambane manje akwazi ukuhlanganisa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ukuthi zikwazi ukubona inkinga eyenzeka kuzona every year. Noma yisiphi isikhathi Babu Dube lento iyenzeka la eSouth Africa sihleli sibhekana neyngozi eziningi. Ezinye zakhona vele abakwazi nokuzikhipha, kube kuthiwa bayakwazi ukuzikhipha zonke, kube sihlala sikhuluma kodwa ke ezithintekalazo yilezi ezikhona manje ukuthi kuqala into igcine sokufe umuntu. Iqale into igcine sokufe umuntu, always kukhulunywa foreigners, the foreigners only Zimbabweans. here in South Africa. And then I understand with the other people, they don't know how to different. Ukuhlukanisa igama elithi foreigner negama elithi Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country, is South Africa na a country. Those countries, wonke umuntu lapho it's a foreigner. Mawu South Africa uhambe Zimbabwe ya foreign. So now into esibhekane nayo la eSouth Africa, ama Zimbabweans is the one abangama foreign la eSouth Africa. So the only thing what I can say to the Zimbabweans, ngizoyikhuluma ngithi kungani ningabuyeli ekhaya noma singabuyeli ekhaya siyolungisisa esikulungisayo bese iSouth Africa sishiye in peace sibone ukuthi leyinye icountry esele yona ayizukuba nikeza inkinga na ngoba mawungabheka kune complaint yomsebenzi ukuthi imsebenzi yathatha ngicabanga ukuthi kunomuntu noma kune company eyavula estradini yafaka ivacancy ukuthi ngifuna abantu abazothengisa amatamati ayikho neyo di company yamatamati esestradini. Abantu beZimbabwe babuya bengakwazi ukuyamaketha ngendaba yokuthi awukwazi ukungena emsebenzini ungena permit, awukwazi ukungena emsebenzini ungena ID. Angithi. So, batholakala kanjani abantu abangena ama ID emsebenzini? Kusukele kuthinini? Laba abanama ID abakwazi ukuhamba bayomaketha ngendlela ngoba basuke betshethi mina ngifundela ukuba uteacher. Angeke ngikwazi ukuyasebenza ku construction because my certificate is allow me to be a teacher. But they don't know how to make it. The moment you wait your job, you rather work another job so that your time is going to be in time. Ukwazi ukuthi ma ungasitholi isikhathi sokuba uteacher manje, ngena ku construction. And then these guys from Zimbabwe, they come with certificate from Zimbabwe. You can't work that with certificate for Zimbabwe here in South Africa. And then they take noma uphi umsebenzi bawuthatha abasebenzi emakhishini bayasebenza ungathi acosha le nto uyayicosha right at the end kuba umsindo and umsindo lwani ugcine sewufika lapho ukuthi abantu balwe
kuze babanye sewumela abanye abantu bechiswe kodwa sima khonapho ke esipise uMavela siyabuya kuye khona Mavela what he's saying is that you know Zimbabweans go to South Africa to look for jobs, they do any type of job, you know, even if you've got a PhD, you've got anything, just take any job that you can. So at the end of the day, he says, that's where conflict starts, you know, because mm-hmm. some South Africans will be needing their jobs as well. And then chaos starts that way. So that's what he's explaining there.
Apo tirikunzwa munyarikani varikutaura ivo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pazvinouya zvichibva kuZimbabwe vanouya vaine mapepa avo ezvidzidzo zvavanenge vari kuita kubva kuZimbabwe. Vamwe vanogona kunge vari mateacher, vamwe vanogona kunge vari madoctor, vamwe vanogona kunge vari madegree epamusoro. Asi uchisvika munzvimbo iyoyo nekuti unenge usina mapepa eimomo unogona kubata mamwe mabasa epasi. Ndo zvinozoitawo kuti maSouth Africans vazunzwa kana kufunga kuti maZimbabweans vari kutora mabasa avo vasingaozive kuti maZimbabweans mamwe ari kutotora mabasa ari pasi pezvavakawanikwa vachitraina muZimbabwe. Saka ndo zvazvikutaurwa ipo pano, asi tichienderera mberi tichitaura kuti nyaya iyi iri kuenderera mberi. Saka tange tiri kukupakurirai ipo pano pastudio 7 pavoa Shona pavoa Ndebele kuti chii chiri kuitika. Weekend yese inoitenge tiri kukanda mapicture kana mavideo anenge achikupai updates yekuti chii chiri kuitika, uyezve vari pavoa Shona tikuenderera mberi nenyaya iyi paLet's Talk ngatikurukurei nekuti hatina kukwanisa kuita mangwanani. Saka tikuenderera mberi ikoko, asi ndonyaya yatiri kunzwa. I see the young man is back.
So apparently we have run out of time. So if it was a soccer match,
yeah,
we're going to have extra time, but we don't. So yeah. Thank you, guests this evening, Mr. Tandazani Moyo, Mr. Siyabonga Vundla, and Mr. Thembele Ndlovu. We also thank Thuso Khumalo, our correspondent who's based in South Africa. So these guys have been seeing everything, and I think you heard the young man, Tandazani Moyo, saying he was in deep scoot, and he saw what he saw, and he got afraid of what is going or what is happening in that country. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night and have a great weekend.
Yeah, libele pela viki enhle, impela viki elijukela. Bye-bye, siyabonga kakhulu lonke elingene kuhlelo namhlanje. Sithemba lokuthi lizabuya futhi lingene kuhlelo olufanayo. Marvelous uyathi ukuthi uzabe lo lakhe njalo lo hlelo namhlanje. Lathi sazama ukuthi silinike okunye ngempela viki phela esabe siwethula khonapha. Yeah, lo ngu Gibbs Dube kuhlelo live talk. Bye-bye.